Okay, we have a little bit of technical difficulty, and when do we not have it? There is one CD player working, so we're going to end the last CD and use the same machine for the next CD. This next song is by Flaming Stars, and it's called A Little Bit Like You. Lord, make this machine work.
wanting to be loved. Love is touch. Touch is love. Christmas.
Okay, gonna play a song by Motorhead, and this was a collaboration with Wendy O. Williams from the singles collection, The Bronze Years, 1978 to 1984. This is Stand By Your Man. Play.
Yeah.
You heard Motorhead with Wendy O. Williams doing Stand By Your Man. John Lennon did Love. Buzzcocks did You Say You Don't Love Me. Flaming Stars did A Little Bit Like You. Jefferson Airplane did Today. And started off with Bow Wow Wow doing Aphrodisiac. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And it's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted for the remainder of the week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time USA, as well as repeat broadcasted the following Sunday morning at 7 a.m. when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack, as well as relay broadcast live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And we are going to have a wedding coming up in March. Tentative wedding date, March the 7th. The wedding of Lady Simone, former crush and very good friend of the last several years. Lady Simone's wedding, March the 7th. She called yesterday on Valentine's Day. And we got to catch up, and she confirmed that she and her honey are going to be on the show for their wedding. I'm not sure if you voyeurs out there are going to get their wedding night live as well. I know Lady Simone has exhibitionist tendencies, but I'm not sure about the guy who seems quieter and more inhibited, but we'll just find out and bring cameras. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Foreplay 2 Hash Wednesday, a day when kinky people worldwide will put ash and hash residue and hemp residue on their foreheads and proclaim their perversion and kinkiness, and we will not judge them. We will just walk by them and wink and say, was it good? Foreplay to Hash Wednesday is 1 week from tonight. In 2 weeks, not sure, and in 3 weeks, once again, is Lady Simone's wedding. Later in March, a celebration of Right to Privacy Day, which means the Supreme Court victory that Bill Baird fought and won, that legalized birth control for non-married people in 1972, and it set the primary legal precedent for the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion. The Reverend's friend Bill Baird remains active at ProChoiceLeg.com, which could always use a few bucks. And he and Joni Scott of Pro Choice League were the very first live guests on the show 3 years ago and are invited to come down, but are usually jammed during Right to Privacy Day and surrounding weeks of speaking at different places and doing different events. But they're invited to participate in the on-the-air celebration of Right to Privacy Day. Flashing forward a little, the birthday show, the Reverend's annual birthday show, will be in April, and taking your ideas for what to do or what guests, especially past guests who are easy to talk into these kinds of things, may appear on that show, including possibly Jennifer Hunter, who might be in town then, from JenniferHunterConsulting.com. And if you call her telephone domination service, be sure to say that the Reverend sent you and that you want her to be a live guest on the show, 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. If you have trouble getting the repeat broadcasts of tonight's show at Atheist Network on one of the mentioned times before and as listed on the radio schedule, you may be able to get it streamed also from infidelguy.com. The last couple of weeks, they've either started the Friday night broadcast late or not at all, but it's usually on at those scheduled times. So look at the schedule if you're not sure. The listings are East Coast time, USA, and see when the show will be repeated. Usually it's the most recent show, unless there was a screw-up with the recording of that. And if not, it's like a show before or an older show that's repeated until the next live one. Write to me if you want the playlist, which if you're new is a notoriously long Reverend Bookburn emailer. It has all the songs listed as well as the plugs, the things talked about, a show summary, and additional goodies, and a few links to good cartoons, and the links that were too long to read out loud over the air. And if your server or service provider is creating problems, write and let me know if you should be getting it, but are not. We're going to play a song later in mourning of tomorrow's President's Day due to the President by Supreme Court installment coup, George W. Numbnuts, corporate ho, Enron stooge, war criminal, civilian massacrist, liar about weapons of mass destruction, Bush. And we have a special song for him in honor of President's Day. We are not getting Hippie John as a live guest tonight, even though he came down from upstate New York to visit the Reverend this week, and that was great. And hello to the party train from Hippie John's visit this past week, and in particular to Allison. And we're going to read from Hippie John's list of books for the anti-celebration of Residence Day. And he wanted to contribute to the show tonight. And we're also going to have a reading from the Love book. The Reverend is notorious for buying these ridiculously large books. Like, they're large-size encyclopedia-size volumes, like the Complete Cat Book and the Complete Dog Book, both of which were parts of ancient shows. This one is just Love, from the entire last century, a century of love and passion. And there's a couple things from that that seemed worth reading, but we'll keep it down to one since there's so much music and there isn't a chance of getting through all of these tunes. Happy Love Night to the theocratic Christian supremacist anti-choice harassers at the clinic from Columbus, New Jersey, Columbus Baptist Church, columbusbaptistchurch.org. We know about your dark side. We know what you two pastors are doing with each other and your sex scandal that's about to break. And we will let you, dear listeners, know if these dancers are serious about going there for a Reverend Bookburn special video project for the Columbus Baptist Church. And if you want to visit them and have some fun, columbusbaptistchurch.org. And happy celebrating, you guys. Don't be embarrassed. You don't have to be secretive. You don't have to hide it like some deep, dark secret. You're not like the priests. You're with fully grown humans who are eligible to vote, and that's okay. It's consensual, and no book burners will judge you. And in addition to the Lady Simone wedding in March, we may get another wedding from the Reverend's friend Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com. And they became engaged a month or so ago, and that is also a possible wedding coming up. And and some future possible live guests, LaSara Firefox from the Yahoo group Sexy Mama, and writer and past live guest Laura Riskell, author of the forthcoming book, The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America. All right, just do a couple of plugs and then just jump right back into the music. Let's see, there's some great cartoons, and thank you who sent these to me. One is by Tom Tomorrow, where they actually use the old cartoon character Secret Squirrel, and you knew I would love this. It's from Tom Tomorrow's cartoons at thismodernworld.com, dated February 3rd of this year. And when you click on current cartoon, you'll get this pop-up that says you could either go to Salon and get all these ads, or you can go to choice number 2, which then says archive is here. Click on that, and you can get to the great cartoon of the week, Secret Agent Squirrel, who was hired by Dick Cheney and George W. Moron Bush to find those ever-elusive weapons of mass destruction. And a new source of cartoon by Tom, thedancingbug.com. You want to click on his cartoons, a previous date, and the cartoon for Lucky Ducky. And thank you, person who turned me on to that. Well, the Reverend got his copy of the Chicken Hawk cards, speaking of war criminals and chicken hawks and President's Day, and you can check them out online at chickenhawkcards.com. And there's a new kind of cards also that are cool at Wooden Shoe, which if you're in the Philadelphia area is at 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, and always worth checking out. These are like regular playing cards, but with great stuff on them. And in honor of President's Day, please send the following links to all of your friends: bushrecall.org and jointhebushwhackers.com. All right. Already sick of talking. Talk about the Hippie John visit a little more later. A whole lot of plugs and a reading, but I'll actually have some hot background music to play for that. And read from the great love book. So if you are with your honey, that is great. We hope the show is enjoyable and a great enhancement. If you're alone, we're having a hard time buying into all the media bullshit about how this is a happy time for everybody, we hope to make you feel a little bit better, and we'll acknowledge your feelings with some of the songs as well, and then pick things back up again. So first a song for the people who are saying, oh, it's Valentine's Day and life sucks for me. And then we're going to pick things up a couple of songs later. This song is by The Dicks. It's entitled Dead in a Motel Room. Play.
I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling dead. In a motel room. Everybody I know, hey, look at me. And everybody I said, you better set me free. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know who I am. I've got a knife, a teeth, cut into my heart.
Now that we have one CD player, that means I have to take it out and put the next CD in the next, in the same CD player. So, first to find it, it just wouldn't be Love Night without an Asylum Street Spanker song, even though we played them last week. On this particular track, we're going to play from the Hot Lunch release. No, from Dirty Ditties, I'm sorry. This one is entitled Shave 'em Dry. Play.
Shave and dry. One.
Come. No reason why you make me work so hard. That's
Okay, now is the time for the dedication to George W. Numbnuts Bush on the eve of President's Day. The song was originally done by Creedence Clearwater Revival in the 60s, redone just before the most recent occupation and war and string of civilian massacres for Dickless Cheney's Halliburton profits and the oil company profits. This is redone by Vic Bondi, who in the 80s was in the band called Articles of Faith. This track is entitled Fortunate Son.
Supposed to bomb it with his flag. I'm hallucinating angels. I hear voices. I hear divine commands to kill the infidels, the abortion doctors, the gays, and all sex positives. I hallucinate angels and respond to voices. I see Our Lady of Guacamole. I see statues crying blood. I receive divine commands. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy.
For more information about the George W. Numbnuts Bush regime's faith-based initiative, diverting tax dollars to religious-based social services organizations, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org, AU.org. I have been, despite all the punk and metal and 60s records that I like, on this major Leonard Cohen kick. It must be because of Love Night coming. And on tonight's show, Love Night Part 2, I couldn't help but want to play another song from this incredible CD entitled The Future, and it was hard to pick a track because it is tempting to play this whole thing, but I will not. I will just play this specific song entitled Be For Real.
You see, I song, Mr. Nay. wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you. The deedly 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 dum, poop poopy doop.
Okay, before I play the next song, I have to give a plug to Dr. Susan Block's new editorial that is fantastic, entitled Janet Jackson Boob Tube Super Bowl, about the reaction of hysteria against Janet Jackson's famous appearance at the erotic Super Bowl, that perversion of sweaty men tackling each other and getting into all kinds of smutty behavior. It's at Dr. Susie's site, which is drsusanblock.com, and it's editorial / Janet Jackson Super Bowl.htm, and there's probably the Reverend's response somewhere on there. She usually attaches the earliest letters she gets about it, each editorial as she writes them, and I thought that editorial spoke for me about the international embarrassment of having a bunch of strap-ons running around screaming and yelling about Janet's exposure. Let's play another beautiful and romantic song by The Parasites, Tears on My Pillow.
Don't remember me, but I remember you. It's not so long ago, you broke my heart in two. Inside my pillow, feeling in my heart caught by you. If we could start anew, I wouldn't hesitate. I'd gladly take back and jump the hamster. Inside my pillow, feeling in my heart caught by you. Love is not a gadget, love is not a toy. When you find the one you love, it's your only joy. I knew I wouldn't miss it. I'd gladly take it back and simply have a face. You got my pillow, laying in my heart, caught by you.
Okay, before getting into more tunes, we'll need to hear from the great Ms. Terry, and you can check her out and hear some of her songs. She's from RadioLeft.com, and of course her works are classics, and we're going to have to play her tribute to Dr. Laura, the hate radio host. Now, all we need to do is get this friggin' machine to work. Load. Pause. I see Fred Flintstone has been in charge of the equipment again. Alright, for the second time, you refuse to play. I think because it's a homemade CD, this primitive device is saying, I don't recognize this stuff. All right, no Ms. Terry, which means no background sounds for Asshole of the Week. So we will just read them. Maybe I'll just make a couple myself. Okay, we didn't get to hear Ms. Terry's Dr. Laura Whore track. However, you do get to hear this instead of the recorded sounds that accompany Asshole of the Week. Oh, and we have a runner-up. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the Police Department of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, yesterday on Valentine's Day, it was decided that a loving gift would be issued to every single women's clinic in Philadelphia. Yes, from America's version of Al-Qaeda, the perpetrators of over 100 bombings and over a dozen shooting incidents at the clinics over the last 20 years, bomb threats against every clinic in Philadelphia. Who did not check out any of the clinics or do a sweep or ensure the safety? And even if they hate the clinics, and even if they hate the escorts, and even if they hate anything to do with the facility, these were all patients who were coming in, strangers, possibly relatives, possibly people they know very well, coming in there, and who couldn't be bothered. Probably they wanted to look for another mentally ill homeless man to beat to death, like they did at the 30th Street Station. But they had better things to do, and so runners-up to Asshole of the Week, Philadelphia Police Department ignored the bomb threats against every clinic in Philadelphia on February 14th, Valentine's Day. And that leaves an even better award to come. Asshole of the Week is Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott, in accordance with the Justice Department, has decided that the Justice Department's new decree, their new royal decree, that hospitals must turn over their records regarding late-term abortion to Ayatollah Ashcraft and the other freakazoids of the Justice Department, overrules HIPAA laws. And what HIPAA means is it's a Medical Records Privacy Act that protects the rights of all patients. And it's very strong and protective legislation. And agencies spend all kinds of money hiring people regarding documentation and medical records, and people do a ton of work and paperwork to ensure HIPAA compliance and respecting the rights of patients. But the Justice Department and former recipient of Asshole of the Week, John Ashcroft, and now current recipient of Asshole of the Week, Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, have decided that HIPAA is overruled when the grandmasters of fatherland security have decided to use their overruling powers of dictatorship to circumvent HIPAA laws. Greg Abbott, you are Asshole of the Week. And I am sorry you didn't get to hear the recorded songs. I mean, the recorded track for Asshole of the Week that has the recorded fart sounds. But you will hear them again. And you'll hear live ones that are probably a lot better with the next live guest, which I guess is Lady Simone, but I'm not sure. You heard a ton of songs. The Parasites did Tears on My Pillow. Marilyn Monroe did I Wanna Be Loved by You. Generation X did Dancing with Myself. Leonard Cohen did Be For Real. Divinyls did I Touch Myself. And we had another track by the Buzzcocks, because it was essential, entitled Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have. Vic Bondi did Fortunate Son, and that went out to George W. Numbnuts Bush. Erasure did A Little Respect. Quicksilver did Just for Love. Asylum Street Spankers did Shave 'em Dry. And they have a new release as announced at their website at asylumstreetspankers.com. Murphy's Law did Reefer Man. And started that marathon set with The Dicks doing Dead in a Motel Room. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight's theme is Love Night, Part 2. And looking at the time, I see that I'm going to cut out a vast majority of the remaining tracks and a whole lot of content. However, I do want to read from this big, massive love book. And it's, again, it's the size of those popular and gigantic, like the Complete Book of Cats and the Complete Book of Dogs and other stuff Hippie John loves and other friends. And it is put out by Florence, oh man, this must be French, Montrenaud Love, A Century of Passion. A lot of it very ignorable because it focuses on famous couples in each decade throughout the last century. Although it does have the John and Yoko story, and the Reverend does love that, but usually doesn't pay attention to famous couples or give it any relevance. But first, instead of playing the last CD as the background, I'm going to play from Latino Erotico. Let's skip Babalu and just play it from the second track. Right, hopefully coming through in the background, Latino Erotico. And there was a whole lot in here that was worth reading. And there was a good thing about exes and healing and becoming friends and getting past stuff. But then I thought, this is even better because it focuses on the positive. This is a part of the book under the banner Feelings, and this specific page is called Falling in Love. In his book Falling in Love, 1979, Italian sociologist Francesco Alberoni describes the various stages of falling in love. The original Italian title of the book, Innamoramento e Amore, Falling in Love with Love, can be interpreted as the process of becoming enamored, an archaic phrase which has been replaced by the modern version to fall in love. Stendhal uses the word crystallization to describe this process of idealization in which the mind, drawing on all that it knows, discovers that the loved one has other perfections. Alberoni's book was a bestseller, followed by others including Ti Amo, I Love You, in 1996. In his opinion, quote, love is a revolutionary force, end quote, and falling in love leads to an extraordinary experience of liberation, fullness of life, and happiness. The emotions felt in the affair produce an immense energy, and this creative shock allows the individual to discover himself. Making way for love is to accept a new insecurity. As Michel Lirisch wrote, love, it kills you, it crushes you, it holds you fast, but opens body and soul to you. Some people are afraid to let go in what they consider to be a weakness or danger and try to protect themselves from being overwhelmed. If they have not experienced love during childhood, they find it difficult to cope with love as adults. A stroke of fate, the experience known as love at first sight in English and Spanish, which has formed the basis of endless novels, films, and serials, is called coup de foudre, the word for lightning discharge or thunderbolt. In French, one person in two claim it happens to them. Where does this attraction come from that makes people feel that they are made for each other? It can be explained to a certain extent by biology, by the release of certain hormones as a reaction to the other person. People think that they are in love when, in fact, what they are experiencing is desire. Is love as blind
as the old adage says, Carmen sings of it as a gypsy child who knows no laws. It is said that a prince can marry a shepherdess, and three-quarters of the French population believe that they meet their partners by chance. But whom do we meet, and where, and when? What many people assume to be fate is in fact a sociological rule that is being obeyed. 50% of all marriages are between people of the same social background. This is true particularly of the very poor and the very rich. The greatest social mobility exists among the middle classes. However, in terms of physical differences, the range is very broad. The love affair brings together either the ideal, he, she is all that I ever wanted, or a double, another me. Or a complementary person, he, she is everything that I am not. It often echoes a deep experience linked to early love of mother or father. The psychoanalyst Karen Horney, I'm not making that up. The psychoanalyst Karen Horney sees in it, quote, the hope of finding in the couple the fulfillment of all our desires of the infantile Oedipal state. I fell in love while looking at the sea. I still do not know with whom, the young hero said in the Iranian film, The Age of Love. Although the infatuations of childhood and adolescence are very strong, a partner can only be a mirror in the search for oneself. In the West, the popular concept of love expounded in Plato's Symposium is that of a creature looking for its perfect other half in order to become the single entity it was once assumed to be. This was the forerunner of one's other half, the dream of finding the man or woman of one's life. Mr. Right, one day my prince will come, was sung by girls conditioned by an entire culture to await the arrival of their prince charming. The only exciting event in life that women traditionally could look forward to. How will he, she recognize me? How will I know that he, she is the one? While symbols of professional prestige increase a man's sexual attractiveness, women only go by their looks. Good looks in a man are a bonus, and more men than women claim that their relationship began as love at first sight. Toward a more clear-headed attachment. Can you fall in love before you meet a person? Projecting an ideal image onto an unknown person. Oh, God, you should hear Hippie John talk about this. But I will spare you. Projecting an ideal image to another person is to run the risk of ultimately accusing a loved one for not coming up to expectations. In order to establish a long-term relationship, a love affair has to be realistic and take account of the other partner. The philosopher Alain Badiou said, love is not the affair itself, but what one does and what one thinks starting from that moment. He defines it as fidelity to the affair. Isolated in a kind of bubble, lovers are often intoxicated with the feeling of being in their own world. This sometimes leads them to become totally cut off. Then, if love seems to be impossible, some people renounce it and follow the line of duty, reverting to the old order and burying deep within themselves the memory of this encounter. For others, when the attraction fades, clarity of vision can lead to making the break if the realization is too much to tolerate. But equally, this is also the condition for true love to blossom. People fall in love, explained psychiatrist Boris Cyrulnik, and when they pick themselves up again, they become attached. After the illusory initial phase, the partner is chosen for a second time, as much for their faults as for their good qualities. Moving from love at first sight to true love is to move from being dazzled to becoming aware, thanks to a clearer vision of what a partner is like. Love at first sight and the turbulence it causes lead to a reorganization of the internal landscape. After the initial turmoil, a new order can be put in place. For those who never experience love at first sight, there is the reassurance that love can be forged over time based on respect, affection, and tenderness. No more, but this whole book is good except for the celebrity couples part. Love, A Century of Love and Passion, from Florence Montrenaud. Probably French. And how much time do I have? Not much. All right, I'll give you Hippie John's book list since he couldn't be on the show and wants to share this. And since it is President's Day, this is Hippie John's Lies of the Bush Administration book list 2003-2004. Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them. A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right by Al Franken, Dutton Press. Big Lies, the Right-Wing Propaganda Machine and How It Distorts the Truth by Joe Konason, Thomas Dunn Books, 10 Myths Debunked. And next, Bushwhacked, Life in George W. Bush's America by Molly Ivins and Lou Dubose, Random House. Oh, the next is a classic. Dude, Where's My Country? By Michael Moore from michaelmoore.com and Warner Books. The Great Unraveling, Losing Our Way in the New Century by Paul Krugman, W.W. Norton Books. The Five Biggest Lies Bush Told Us About Iraq by Christopher Shear, Robert Shear, and Lakshmi Chaudhry. Seven Stories Press, sevenstories.com. The Lies of George W. Bush by David Korn, editor of The Nation, Crown Publishers. Robbing Us Blind, The Return of the Bush Gang and the Mugging of America by Steve Brower, whose national book tour he's calling Round Up the Bush Gang. Thank you, Hippie John, for that great book list. And thank you, Hippie John's friends, Raven and Sarah, and Heidi Helper, for making this week and the show extra special, and Allison from the Hippie John Party Train. And there was other Hippie John news, but I cannot even read this writing, so fuck it. I'm going to just do a couple of plugs and skip a lot of stuff because I'm going to run out of time. Let's see. Do a couple of plugs. Speaking of Seven Stories Press, sevenstories.com, the word spelled out. Another great book is about that O'Reilly goon from Fox Network, O'Reilly Factor. The O'Reilly Factor from sevenstories.com. Medical marijuana defendant Steve Cubby can be supported at his website, Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y, Cubby.com. Henry Rollins, spoken word tour information, henryrollins.com. Jellyby offers spoken word CDs and music CDs and benefit and compilation recordings and products at alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. Joe Keithley and DOA, Joe Keithley's book and new video releases and all things DOA at suddendeath.com, their label. If you and your honey want some sacred sex toys, like, and this is very real, the Jesus jackhammer dildo or the baby Jesus butt plug and others from a fine line of pleasurable products, check out Divine Interventions, divine-interventions.com. If you have a song because you're in a band or a solo recording artist and you want to donate to the Bands Against Bush compilation CD, go to punkvoter.com or bandsagainstbush.com. Legal information at aclu.org. Emergency contraception information known as ECP at abortionaccess.org. And Ms. Terry, who you didn't get to hear because the CD fucked it up, from Radio Left at radioleft.com. Paul Krasner's great books and CDs at Paul Krasner, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. All right, I told you about the cartoons. There's a new movie that's going to come out called Heart of the Beholder. And the producer of that film, Darlene Lieblich, has been getting all kinds of threats and harassing emails with viruses and worms, like an extraordinary amount, not the normal amount. And and an escalation of threats. And so the Reverend wants to support her as she continues to try to raise enough money to make her great film. I know it's going to be great, called Heart of the Beholder. And you can go to the website at beholder.com. Article from the new issue of Free Inquiry, which is in print and online. Heads I win, tails don't count. The actual value of abstinence, from secularhumanism.org. Articles on the horrendous new energy bill at actforchange.com. Here's a funny thing, but I can't open it, but everybody's telling me how funny it is. A new antidepressant at astonishedhead.com/images/ovoid, all capitals, that word, .swf. Articles on the violent evictions and raids in the autonomous zones of Mexico at indymedia.org, at independent media, and you can click on Mexico, the link to the Mexico Independent Media Center, and for more violent cops. And you and your honey can check out at drsusanblock.com the Janet Jackson Boob the Tube Super Bowl editorial, which is also at counterpunch.org. And if you go to counterpunch.org, you can also check out an article called Faith-Based Fanatics, The Other Intelligence Failure. Back to Dr. Susie. Her book is promoted once again because it's Valentine's Day weekend. The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, review quoted by Reverend Bookburn and erotic film entertainer Nina Hartley. Her editorial is online, too, at Chemistry of Love, also published in Perfect 10 magazine. And her extremely great editorial, What is Ethical Hedonism? And if you and your honey are only into vanilla, that's okay. But if you want to explore or just read out of curiosity, you can get a video called Dr. Susan Block's Video Encyclopedia of Sex and Fetishes. All this at drsusanblock.com. The Reverend Friend of Dark Lady is in Reason Magazine at Peter Baggy's cartoon strip and a forthcoming article about the case of Todd B. Trang. I don't know anything about that, but she does, and she wrote an article about it. And I'm going to save this because I'm running out of time. The Reverend Bookburn curse has struck again, and we'll talk about that in next week's show, Foreplay to Hash Wednesday, another day where people celebrate kink. All right, I will do the credits and then play more music. Just a couple more songs. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Love Night Part 2 show. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Marlon the Great Engineer, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Lady Simone, the bride of the show on March 7th with her honey, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, and possible future bride on the show, Diana Roger, Everlasting Godstopper, Sister Anne Marie, Allison, Hippie John, Raven, Sarah, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Holy Bloody Mary, Natalie, Brooke, Justin, Zvi, and spouse, Abby, independent media researcher, Jennifer Rush from Indiana University, Bipolar Bear, Plantard, UK, European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese bookburners, The Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie's Video and Audio Streaming Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, D-Aside, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLig.com, all clinic defenders, in particular, the Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition in Northeast Philadelphia, who did the police's job and risked their lives and swept the place through to make sure that it was safe. for the doctors, the staff, and the patients. Love you, Northeast Pro-Choice Coalition. Jennifer Hunter from jenniferhunterconsulting.com, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard in Philadelphia, the Lisa Bouchel Band, the Laura Shea Band, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a transmitter by Satan's sexual partner, Sister Bay, the community leader. Ro from Radio Volta for assisting with some of the technical fuck-ups that are in here. The two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show. Dallas Blanchard. All former crushes and exes and the like. Because that is healthy. And if you are not that way right now, for any reason, try to reverse whatever trip you're on. Because if you ever saw something good in that person, then there is something good in that person. And the Reverend dedicates tonight's show to all exes and all crushes, and sends love and positive wishes to them. And finally, to book burners everywhere for making this so much fun and worth getting very little sleep. You have been hopefully hearing in the background tracks from Latino Erotico. And now let's play a song by, who is this? Those Helicopters. It's the Reverend's cherished kitty friend that hangs out at Independent Media of Philadelphia. Beautiful and black, tiny, and loves to sit with the Reverend during the show when she comes down here. This is called World Without Love.
Kiss me. Kiss me.
Okay, there's some serious love in the room since Little Black Kitty has come in here. And she just loves the Reverend. I'm going to give one more plug. And believe me, I cut out a whole lot of stuff. If you want to write to me, though, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. And next week is Foreplay to the Hash Wednesday. Foreplay to Hash Wednesday, and I'm not sure what's in 2 weeks, but the plug is for the documentary about a real democracy, not a bullshit fake democracy, and free as it gets society, called Sex, Drugs, and Democracy, documentary about Amsterdam, and that's at Jonathan Blank's website, Jonathan with no H, at the beginning, jonathanblank.com/SDD, and that's for Sex, Drugs, and Democracy, made in the mid-90s, and truly inspiration. We're going to lose the AN listeners in a couple minutes. Might go overtime at Radio Volta and the Washington outlets. So one more official song, maybe a little overtime, and then I got a crash. So I want to play a very special love song, a very beautiful song, probably one of the best ever. It's by David Bowie, and it's entitled Wild Is the Wind. Oh, I didn't tell you the songs you heard. You heard Those Helicopters doing World Without Love, and Hollywood Brats did Then He Kissed Me. This is the studio version of David Bowie's Wild Is the Wind.
your life itself. Like the leaf clings to the tree, oh my age of grand illusion. You walked into my life out of my dreams. I don't need another change. Still you forced your way into my scheme of things. You say we're growing, growing heart and soul. This age of grand delusion, you walked into my life out of my dreams. Oh sweet day,
as well. Don't have to question everything in heaven or hell. All I kneel and offer you, my word on a wing. And I'm trying hard to fit among your scheme of things. Like a word on a wing. My prayer flies like a word on a wing. Does my prayer fit with your scheme of things? In the seas of grand illusion, you walked into my life out of my dream. Oh, sweet.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.